it's Joe Holloway hanging out with Brian Bateman and Garrett Turner doing the Lariat Sports Podcast. Got some sports we want to talk about other than football. Brian?
Yeah, well,
what are those sports?
First, I think we're going to start off with soccer. This past weekend was kind of tough for him, Joe. You want to walk us through that?
Yeah, it was really tough. Big loss to a really good OSU team on Friday evening. Gave up a lot of points in that one. The big game, Sunday afternoon, it was senior day, honoring the team's four seniors. Close 1-0 loss to University of Oklahoma. Lots of things happened that game. A few goals that Baylor thought they had got called back that would have tied the game, if not given them the lead in some instances. Some rough play led to a scuffle that got senior Andy Fagan ejected. There's another girl on the Sooners team who tried to hit Fagan. She didn't get a red card though. So there was a lot of frustration, and it was just a really disappointing loss for the Bears, who thought they should have won that game.
Right, that's really tough, especially on senior day, like you're saying.
Yeah.
For them to go out there and have to lose in such a tough. I mean, to me that seems like that's probably one of the tougher ways to lose, as opposed to being blown out like 5-0, so losing those close ones that you should.
You feel you should have won. And some of those goals that got called back, they were down there just crowding the Sooner goal. They were down a player, so to see them attacking with that tenacity and getting that close to a win, even with one less player than OU is playing with, it was really impressive to watch.
Definitely. Now they're going on the road. They're playing Missouri on Friday, and on Sunday, who are they playing, Joe? They're on the road.
They're on the road all weekend.
They're on the road playing some games there. Moving on to volleyball, they got Kansas and Kansas State coming here to Waco. We got this last weekend they kind of redeemed themselves a little bit. They got on Friday they got a victory over A&M on the road, but they kind of start out really well in conference and then they kind of just hit a rocky streak. So hopefully this will be a good way for them to catch up and
bounce back
right. Moving on to golf, Garrett, you want to tell us what's
going
on there?
Yeah, women got second. Coach Radon was happy. The girls actually got last place last year in the Big 12, so things are looking up for them. The men finished fourth, and they're ranked in the top 10. And they both have tournaments next week, which we'll talk about next week.
Right, yeah, so good time for golf, which is kind of a sport that's slipping over to the cracks. And,
yeah.
A lot of people aren't knowing too much about it. All right, and then finally, moving on to equestrian. Last weekend, they suffered their first loss of the season, 15-9, in Stillwater. And I was up at the game, and I saw a couple of them in the stands. It was weird because I thought they were going to Kansas State, but I guess they changed it at the last minute. So I was thinking, well, why are they here? And it was kind of a far drive. But anyway.
Now you know.
But now I know, yeah. So that I saw them up there, and they were cheering on Baylor. But they did lose 15-9. That was a tough loss for them. But
they're 4-1.
4-1, which is good. They were ranked number 6 in the nation on the first ever poll.
Equestrian.
You're right. Which it is the first.
No, that's legit.
First ever. But it's a good ranking. Anyway, they're moving on, and this weekend they're heading off to
South Carolina.
South Carolina. Actually, no, South Carolina's coming here. I apologize.
I apologize.
So yeah, they're gonna be competing there, and South Carolina's got a good squad too. So it should be interesting to see.
Home range advantage.
Right, home range advantage. It's a good way. So it'll be over at the Willis Family Equestrian Center this Saturday, 11 a.m. All right. Well, that wraps up our podcast, the second half of our podcast for this week. I hope you tune back with us next week. Thanks a lot for listening.